Well, welcome to the first edition of the Queensland Footy Pod. On a weekend, unfortunately, we'd probably like to forget from a Queensland footy perspective, both the Lions and the Suns going down. To talk us through it, Liam Flanagan from our call team, host of Triple M's Rush Hour, Brisbane and the Gold Coast, and the number one sporting daily news podcast out there in the scorecard. Hello, Flanners.
Lovely introduction, Brett, and I'll introduce you then. Co-host of Australia's number one daily sporting news podcast, the scorecard, Mr. Brett Thomas.
Oh, thank you very much, Flanners. Now, NRL-wise, because I know you were working at the Titans game, great weekend. Titans, Dolphins, Broncos all getting up. AFL-wise, not the same.
Yeah, it didn't translate. Look, this is brand new for you and I.
Yep.
We're stepping into the void here of Queensland footy. We love it. We're part of the call team. We get to sit alongside the great Simon Black and Richard Champion and Tom Rockcliffe this season as well.
Of course.
There's something for the
Belinda Mellon on the boundary
for the Queensland footy fans to get along. We're going to emerge. We're going to mold this a la Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore in Ghost in that mold of clay on the spinning thing. We're going to mold.
I don't know who's who in that scenario.
I'm Demi.
All right.
We're going to mold this as we go. We'll find some fun to be had, but let's rip the band-aid off. Did the Brisbane Lions drink their own bathwater? Did they get carried away? All the hype, a lot of experts tipping them, and they travel down to Adelaide and got absolutely pants by Port Adelaide, 126-72.
Well, that second quarter, it looked not, because they were pulling the Powers pants down, and then after that, whatever Ken Hinckley said, whatever magic dust he sprinkled on them, especially Jason Horne-Francis, they just absolutely tore them apart. I think may have been a different result if it was at the Gabba, but they had the white shorts on, and they just couldn't get their hands on the footy. I listened to the first quarter on Triple M, and it was like that, where the Power were all over them. Ollie Wines, Jason Horne-Francis, Rosie Butters. Second quarter, Brisbane turn it on, and then after that, it was pretty much one-way traffic. So maybe there's a bit of that. They had a flawless preseason. They beat the Swans and the Cats comfortably. They come into round one. Maybe they think they're just going to roll over the Power, who they've had a decent record against, not to be.
Damn Rich can hold your head high.
Yeah, something like 1,000 and something metres gained or something ridiculous.
One thing that I think Chris Fagan will have to have a look at is his team selection, because they were short. And I mean short as in not short-handed, but physically short down back.
Yeah.
Dixon, Marshall, Georgiades combo, it showed them up.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Darcy Gardner was unavailable, still working his way back from injury. So they had, and obviously Marcus Adams, a long-term concern there. Mm. So they don't have a lot of options. They've really got Dara Joyce, former Saint, who's really just an insurance-type player. Ryan Lester, a little bit undersized.
I don't think any of those players necessarily fix the problem. And if you look at it, I mean, Kadeen Coleman, we know what he provides. He needs to be there. He is that quarterback type.
Yep.
Darcy Wilmot, exciting guy who made his debut in finals last year, as we know. Wonderful story. I love him. I love him as a player. I love what he's going to bring. But when you look at Stasevich and Rich and Wilmot and Coleman, and when you see them go up against a forward line that had those three tall timbers in it, maybe one of them can't be there.
Mm.
Maybe it's Wilmot just simply... And if he does need to be there, maybe he needs to shift up onto a wing and Dev Robertson needs to miss out, and they need to find a way to get another tall piece of timber down back.
Yep. No, it's a really good point. And look, obviously Cam Rayner switched to defence, but he can't hold down a key post. And when they come up against other stacked forward lines, you know, with powerful forwards, and Geelong obviously has been a bogey team for them for many years. With Cameron, they've got Ollie Henry now and Tom Hawkins, then obviously that's going to be an issue.
Can I go glass half full for you? In fact, better than glass half full,
sure.
BT. I'm going to go glass three quarters full.
All right, I like it.
I think this is the best thing that could have happened to them.
Okay.
I think it's the best thing that could have happened to a Lions outfit that so many experts are tipping for at least a grand final appearance. I think getting this ass kicking in round one is the greatest thing that could have happened for this team, because I'm not saying they have. Maybe if they started to drink their own bathwater, maybe they've flown back up after this game. They've spent the last couple of days licking their wounds, and now they head into this Friday night game against the D's, an absolute blockbuster of a fixture with a point to prove, a reputation to rebuild.
Well, they have to get it right pretty quickly, don't they? Because, yeah, Friday night, also we've got the Dolphins and the Broncos on the same night. Now, I think the NRL
I don't even know what that is.
It's the National
Is there another
Rugby
game
League.
Of football on?
Rugby League.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
But look, they've got the D's, they've got the Dogs, they've got the Pies. Three games that if they don't get their heads screwed on, all of a sudden it's a long way back.
I'm not worried. I actually think they'll bounce back against the Demons. I think all this hoopla around the Gawn and Grundy combination is overblown. Look, the midfield battle is going to be tantalising. The one disappointment I have, I assume Zorko won't be ready to go. But geez, I'd love to see Zorko back out there against when the D's roll into town again, given what happened last time.
Yep. Absolutely. And look, they don't have the same kind of, you know, I mean, obviously Ben Brown kicked four against the Bulldogs the other night, but they don't have four tall hulking forwards. So, and Max Gawn playing forward is probably a good matchup for Harris Andrews or Jackson Payne. Not super quick, obviously a dangerous player, but I really like that. But yeah, you know, they just got beaten up around the ball by the Power. In that third quarter alone, they lost contested ball by 27, clearances 7, inside 50s by 22, and gave up 7 goals from clearance. All right, that's enough on the Lions. After this, we'll talk about the Suns, who were equally, if not more, disappointing. It's the Queensland Footy Pod with Brett Thomas and Liam Flanagan. The Lions got beat up by the Power by 54 points.
Speaking of getting beat up, Heritage Bank Stadium, not Metricon. It's going to take me. I'm going to apologise to Heritage Bank in advance. I'm going to get that wrong a few times this year before it becomes a habit. Heritage Bank Stadium, Saturday night, you and I were there, and the Swans showed that they are a couple of class levels above the Gold Coast Suns. They really did.
Yeah, which they shouldn't have, because they'd actually had a pretty good record against Sydney. They'd won 3 out of the last 4. Stuart Dew, a former assistant under John Longmire. All the AFL Chiefs were there, by the way. You had Gil McLachlan, Travis Old, Richard Goyder in the house to look at this creation, all the money that they pumped into them. And they dish up that on their home deck in round one. That was mightily disappointing. That was something we didn't see from them last year. That was 2 years ago at Gold Coast Suns. It couldn't have come at a worse time.
To Trav, Gill and Richard, obviously my invitation to dinner got lost in the mail. But yeah, look, again, I don't want to read too much into it. I think the Suns have got players coming back on deck. I think they do have their best side. It wasn't out there on Saturday night.
Yep.
Connor Butterick.
Basically, their halfback.
It's their halfback. Sean Lemons.
Will Powell.
That run and dash, Will Powell. It's coming back. It's not there yet. Ben King looked like a bloke who hadn't played footy for a year.
Yep.
He was just sort of out of. It's like you when you dance on a Saturday night. When you went out, you go out to the clubs, the music starts, you start dancing, everyone goes, that bloke's out of time. That's what Ben King looked like in this game.
Takes about six or seven drinks to warm
up. Except he can't drink on the field. So Ben King will come. He'll come good. He'll be better for the run. He wanted to compete. I think that, look, Matty Rao competed. I think you know he always is going to. Look, Tuke Miller was off, but he had that hamstring concern earlier on in the season.
Yep.
And the other thing about it was humid, moist. That was an absolute cake of soap, that footy.
Yep.
And the Swans midfield brigade and their half-back line showed that, again, I believe they came off a grand final significant loss to the Cats. I think they'll be there or thereabouts again. Their list is incredible.
Mm-hmm. In the first quarter alone, the Swans had 23 tackles to 7. Their pressure was off the charts, 211 to 160. Blew them out of the water, and then you're playing catch-up from there. In terms of that, you know, tall forward line where you've got Ben King, Kaz Bolt, Chole, and now Lukosius, who's saying he'll play as a permanent forward, do you think that worked or does he scrap it after 1 week?
Look, I think Lukosius, I think Jack Lukosius is in the top 5 kicks of the football in the competition. I think they need to find him a way to get more of the football, because we saw on occasion when he was the money kick inside forward 50, it was amazing. And if you asked any key forward or any amateur level forward over the years how they want the footy delivered, it's in Jack Lukosius fashion. So I don't necessarily, but we know the half forward can be a footballer's graveyard and all that sort of stuff. So
is he a half forward that maybe pushes well up the ground and then comes back towards goal to deliver, or is he a winger?
You know what the great thing about that question is?
What's that?
I don't have to answer it.
No, that's true.
That's Stuart Dew's problem. Yeah. And that's why he gets paid the bucks that he does. They travel down to Melbourne next week to take on an Essendon side who sit top of the ladder, mind you. But I think they'll put in a better showing down in at Marvel Stadium. I really do.
Yeah, look, Essendon, I don't read too much into their result over the Hawks. I think the Hawks will win the Wooden Spoon this year. So you'd expect them, you know, Stuart Dew to have them fired up and for them to bounce back in a big way. And it looks like Lachie Weller will return as well. So that's a great sign. Gives them a bit more bounce off halfback and some good ball use.
Let me say this about Lachie Weller. Don't like him. And here's why. Superstar footballer. Handsome.
Yep.
Does a bit of modelling.
Yep.
Seems like a really good bloke.
Mm-hmm.
God gave with all 16 hands to that man.
Yep.
And took from blokes like you and I. when the God was giving out talent and ability and all the rest of it,
yeah.
Lockie Weller was at the front of the line, and then he did the old cut in and got served twice before you and I had even had our first.
I think in the words of Zoolander, he's hogging all the buff.
He's hogging all the buff.
A bit like David Swallow. They've got a few on that list, don't
David
they?
David Swallow,
a few
please.
Good-looking roosters.
Just aging like a fine red wine.
All right, so yeah, the Lions have got the D's on Friday night.
They'll win.
Tipping them. They'll
yep,
win.
They'll
How
win.
Much do you think?
They'll win in a close one, less than 20 points.
All right, I reckon Charlie Cameron will light it up in that game, and Will Ashcroft as well. First home game, and then the Suns against the Bombers.
They'll win.
In Melbourne.
They'll win. They'll both be 50-50 after two rounds.
How many does Ben King kick?
Ben King will bounce back with 3 goals, 2.
I reckon that's a good effort and some good contests, and good to see Ben King back at the very least anyway in terms of the positives. And Bodie Yulin, that was a good debut for him across
half. And here's the other prediction I'll give us.
All right.
By next week's episode, we'll have a better name than the Queensland Football Podcast.
I think that's a great idea, Flanners. That's a good way to wrap up episode 1. Well done.
See you next week.